This is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So all the third-party presidential candidates had a debate last week.
I don't even know who they are, to be honest. I was like, oh, there's more than two people running?
I was going to say, Trump and Harris is pretty much anybody is talking about, right?
Exactly.
So there are third-party candidates.
Okay.
So anyways, they had their debate last week, and there was a singer who sung the national anthem before the debate.
Sure.
Singer named Loomis.
Who's brought stripes and bright stars?
Yeah, you know, and she sounded great. That's how it started, right?
Yeah, good start.
Here's the thing. If you can manage to make it through the day without thinking you can redo the Star Spangled Banner when you're live, you're doing okay.
Are we adding lyrics?
Well, we're dropping F-bombs.
Whoa!
Which is something new in the Star Spangled Banner.
Wow.
So if you haven't seen it, Loomis, yes, this singer, now going a bit viral after trying her hand at the Star Spangled Banner, which, by the way, is a very tough song to sing.
Very difficult song indeed. But I don't think that the lyrics include F-bombs originally.
Yeah, so this is what, she didn't add those. So her singing went off the rails a bit. She got to the Rocket's Red Glare part and her voice cracked. And that's when she wanted kind of a mulligan, wanted a redo.
Oh.
But you can't. Perilous fight.
All right, here we go.
For the ramparts we watch.
All right, so far so good.
We're so gallantly streaming.
Okay, everything is good up until this point. Like I said, she gets to the Rocket Red. This Rocket's Red Glare, her voice cracks, and she asks for a redo.
And the Rocket's Red Glare. Can I go back, please?
This is live.
She says, I effed it up. She forgot she was live. She asked if she could redo it.
Nope, not recording this.
Someone off camera.
I mean, we are, but nope.
Someone off camera says, you're live.
Yep,
listen. You're live. And so, to her credit, she jumps right back into it. She doesn't ask questions. She just jumps right back into it.
Nervous.
Oh, guys.
No. Come on. You're telling me she's walking into that performance and does not realize it is live.
Well, I mean, she's got to think, or someone's told her it's live, but maybe in the moment she just forgot. She thought it was on delay. She could redo it. I don't know.
You're still in front of people, right?
Yeah,
you're in front of people.
That alone
should tell the show must go on.
Right.
Also, don't drop F-bombs. right there.
Yeah.
This is. She's probably not getting hired for that song again.
She did issue an apology, but wait, I mean, she closes it out and she actually gets applause.
Through the night that our flag was still there. Whoa, say
come on, bring it home. Bring it home. I mean, that doesn't sound so bad there. Okay, she got that. All right. I mean, okay. And she gets applause, and maybe the applause is like, yay, she's done.
Yes, I think it was that. Also for her, because at that point, she probably wanted to die.
Yeah,
yes.
She said she got nervous. She panicked. Yes. She did issue an apology. She felt bad because her family was watching, including her dad, who's an Army vet. She said, however, I'm fine with it because failure is greatness sometimes. So
okay,
that is
we're failing forward.
That is her spin on it, and she's sticking to it. So
yep, she's like, you know what? That won't happen again. Probably because she's not getting asked to do that again.
Get the gig again.
Yeah, probably. But okay, bless her heart. Oh, I get it. It's a big stage.
Hey, you know what?
It's a big song.
Not everybody is used to doing everything live. Like you and I, we do our show live, and
right.
So we're trained to know that we can't just. If we mess up, which we do every day, we just
yes.
move on.
Right. We can't say things like, oh, oopsies.
I blanked up. I blanked up.
I blanked up. Oh. I blanked up. Can we do it again? Can we do it again? Can't say that. We know that. You plow forward. You just go
yeah.
forward.
Yeah. You just. You
maybe
just...
you make a little like facial expression like, wow, that wasn't the note I was expecting. But
yeah. Yeah. You just roll forward. So
you keep going.
You know, I mean, we a lot of times play this.
Fergie.
And you remember that
oh,
was from
yes.
her rendition of the Star Spangled Banner before the NBA All-Star game.
And Fergie is somewhere going, thank you.
I know.
Thank
I know.
You.
I
because
mean,
every time we get a new real bad performance, we start to forget Fergie a little bit until, well, you do that.
Yeah, but again, if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking you can... redo a live
just
performance.
Restart. Drop some F-bombs. So sorry.
So sorry.
Wait, that was not how I was supposed to sound.
Rockets. Can I go back, please?
You can.
And then she says,
I got too nervous.
I got so nervous. She did it on beat, though. She did it on beat.
Yes, you're not supposed to add in commentary
oh,
in the middle. Oh, my gosh.
Shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Who has secondhand embarrassment?
Oh, me.
We're
me,
all
me,
raising
me,
our hands.
Me.
All right. So, yeah.
Bless her heart.
That
I
is your
so bad for her.
Setting the bar story. If you want to see it unedited, we'll go ahead and tweet it out for you on X.
Oh, boy.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Making it so worse.
We're not. The internet already did it. She already started it.
Sure. No. But I'm sure that she is just begging everybody who has a platform such as ours to not talk about it. And she wants that to go away immediately.
Aww, that's sweet.
But because of us
that's
and
sweet.
The internet, it won't. It's going to get shared a lot.
It's shared right now. at Ben and Kelly Show. Oh, on 99.7 DJX.